Well, Dan, we've both been concerned about these robocalls, and the Federal Trade Commission, as I just mentioned, is taking new steps to crack down on them, and that's the reason that we've invited Howard Schwartz to join us this morning.
Brad, he's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. Howard, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad and Dan. How are you both today?
Good. What's going on? These robocalls are driving me crazy and many other people, too.
Oh, indeed. The Federal Trade Commission, Brad, says that unwanted and illegal robocalls are the number one complaint category. And get this, in just the first 5 months of this year, more than 1.9 million complaints have been filed.
Wow. In the first 5 months.
And those are the people who are bothering to complain. So I'm hard-pressed to find anyone who's not pestered by these things. Up until now, it's been very, very difficult, and it still is a challenge. But the Federal Trade Commission has a new partnership with the telecommunications providers and other industry partners, such as cable providers, because people get their phones over that as well. And what they're going to be doing is the Federal Trade Commission set up the Do Not Call Registry, and that's where you go to make sure that you don't get unwanted calls from legitimate marketers. Well, they're going to be taking complaints that people put on the Do Not Call Registry, and every day they'll issue a list of numbers that they will pass on to telecommunications carriers so that they can blacklist these phone numbers. Every day there are hundreds and hundreds of complaints that go in. People can see sometimes the numbers, often actually, the numbers of the incoming calls. And even though the numbers themselves might be faked, they're still of value. So the important thing is we've been collecting this information, and now what they're going to be doing is sharing it so that these numbers can be blocked before they ring anybody. And this is a big step. But the thing that, the way that we can help make this a success is for you and me and your audience to call up the Do Not Call Registry or to get registered. You don't have to register to file a complaint. But I will tell you that when I signed up for Do Not Call, the number of marketing calls dropped by about 75% after
a
month or so.
So should we, now, how do you go about that?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
How do you go about doing that? How do you do it?
Oh, yeah, you go to donotcall.gov. It's one word, donotcall.gov, and you put your phone number and your name and your, obviously, your telephone number in there. It's a very quick process, and there's also a phone number I'd like to give out for that if you don't have access to a computer, and it's 888-382-12. So once you're on the Do Not Call list, or once you call that number, you can tell them, hey, listen, I just got a call. This is what's on my caller ID. And that's it. You've helped with part one of the process.
Okay, give us that number again. 888.
Yep, 382.
382.
1222.
1222. You got it, friends?
Yeah, or donotcall.gov, and just to sort of finish this off, is these are called blacklists that they're creating, and the blacklists are being distributed to telephone providers. I know cable providers use them for folks who get their telephone over the Internet, and if the number's on that blacklist, the phone might ring once, but if it's compared to one of these bad numbers, it doesn't ring again.
This is the one to use for everybody that's now seems to be getting these robocalls, 888-382-1222. Now, how long, Howard, will it take before they can do this and we won't get these calls anymore?
Well, let's put it this way. If you join the Do Not Call list, same with the complaint, it takes roughly a month for all of your legal marketing calls to stop. When you file a complaint, and I do it when it happens, that stuff just goes right into a database. And so in terms of how quickly it takes them to act would likely depend on the volume of complaints about a particular number at a given time. But finally, that information that we've been providing and will provide can actually go to help block these numbers. And we don't have a lot of choices technologically, not with cell phones, not with our existing landlines. But with this sort of thing, where there's information sharing and data sharing of the good kind, hopefully we can put a serious dent in this problem that's annoyed so many people during dinner hours.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Well, it's crazy. Howard, so what if you're already on the do not call list? I registered a while back. In fact, I checked not too long ago because I was getting calls to make sure I was still on the list, and I still am on the list. Our home is on the list. Even my cell phone's on the list. How do you know that this is going to work?
Well, you know, the point you raise is interesting because the folks who are calling you are not legal, are not doing so legally. If you're on the do not call list, the way it works is legitimate telemarketers receive a list of people who they may call from the Federal Trade Commission. If you're not on the list, they can't call you. So that's what it's based on. But the whole thing about robocalls is it's simply a computer that dials numbers very quickly in sequence until we pick them up. And, you know, you hear that little one-second pause, and then the recording begins. Best advice the Better Business Bureau has is if you see a telephone number that rings or that comes up, don't pick up the phone. If it's someone you know, it'll go to voicemail. And, in fact, when I've checked my voicemail after a couple of calls, one from Bridgeport, one from South Carolina, it was all the same thing. It was just a little pause and a click because they thought that my phone was not active. Best thing to do, not pick it up. If you do pick up a robocall accidentally, they may encourage you to press 1 to speak to somebody or 2 to be taken off the list. We encourage you not to press any of the digits on your keypad because if you do, it's telling them, okay, this is a live number and this is someone who will pick up their phone and we even got them to press a button. And then you can be assured they're going to sell that number and you'll be flooded, absolutely inundated with robocalls.
Okay. Well, Howard, thank you. 888-382-1222. We'll see what happens. Hey, thanks.
All right. And or donotcall.gov, and you can register and complain. Same place. It only takes about a minute.
Okay, Howard. Again, thank you for the special report this morning.
Thanks, Howard.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you. Bye-bye now.